You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at just a 7-race card this evening at Dundalk on Wednesday, May the 10th. Plenty of old favourites here tonight strutting their stuff once again. We've got plenty of competitive handicaps, one or two nice little maidens, and the best bet runs in the final race, so please do stay tuned into that. We begin, however, with a 2-year-old contest over 5 furlongs at 5:45, and it's going to take a Herculean performance by Something to turn over this Declaration of Peace, who ran a nice race on debut on the 24th of April. Now having over 6 furlongs behind one of Ken Condon's called Romanized, well-backed in the market. He showed a bright pace throughout before getting slightly outpaced in the latter stages. Sure to be all the better for that run. I don't think the drop back in trip will inconvenience him. And he should really take this, being as he's drawn in still one. And he's by the sire Warfront, who, of course, their offspring often do well on this kind of surface. Somerset Mist, well, she also brings some tidy form into the party. She has a bit of symmetry with the favourite as well. She ran behind one of Ken Condon's nice 2-year-olds called Mambo Noir the other day down in Cork. She's just a little bit small and not very prepossessing, so I'd have my slight concern whether she's got as much scope as the favourite here, who should justify his position in the market.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, the 6:15, which is a 5-furlong maiden for the 3-year-olds. Looks a 2-horse race to all intents and purposes here. Both Ice Canyon and Fazuba have both shown reasonable form here at Dundalk. Finished third on their only starts here on this all-weather track. Of the two, well, I much prefer Mickey Halford's Charge. Thought he's run the other day over 6 furlongs when we last saw him behind Garain. It was a much better effort than Fazuba's one when finishing third behind Red Sabor. The form of that Garain race has worked out really well. Horses in behind, such as George Bull, have gone on to win. And the winner itself, Garain, went on to finish second in a listed race to Kakura the other day at Navan. First on cheap pieces are employed tonight for Mickey Halford's Charge, and he's got a good draw as well. He's shown plenty of pace in all his races so far today, so I don't think he'll have any problems with the 5-furlong trip, and he should also justify his position in the market.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:45 then, which is a mile handicap, and Burn the Boats continues his merry way up the ladder. However, it's his first run for John's Fiend since leaving Johnny Levins' yard, so I'm not sure how he'll go back in handicap company off the back of a 28-day break, plus the fact he's drawn in stall 11. So therefore, my intentions are turned to another direction, and the one I quite like here at a price is Richard O'Brien's Charge at Cabaret, who was a slight disappointment last time out when we last saw him, but to be fair, that was over a mile and a quarter, and it was a race whereby you had to be ridden quite handy that day because the field got stretched from an early stage as Charger set up Herculean fractions from the front. So he didn't probably run all that badly in the cold light of day. Prior to that, however, he was really impressive when making rapid headway from the back of the field to win quite snugly in the end over tonight's course and distance. And if he can run to that same level, then he's going to take a close hand in the finish here tonight. He's around about a 10-1 poke this morning. Billy Lee booked, nice draw. I'd expect Cabaret to get back on track here tonight and a nice reward in each way price.
Race 4.
On to the 7:15 then, which is a 7-furlong maiden for the 3-year-olds. And the one I quite like here is Faraday's Law from the rapid inform Willie McCreary stable. Willie's going really well at the moment, particularly with his 3-year-old fillies of an older generation. They all seem to be winning at this present moment in time. And this horse made a nice comeback the other day at down in Navan when just getting touched off by a colt in the shape of So You Thought from the powerful Dermot Weld stable. The pair of them pulled nicely clear of the rest. I do like the way she travelled throughout that race. She looked like she was going to win at the furlong pole, but just didn't quite get home up the hill. Therefore, dropping back in trip tonight shouldn't be a massive inconvenience. And she did run also a nice race on debut over today's distance behind Anine, who hasn't been seen out so far this season. But I've got a feeling she could end up being Kevin Prendergast's Irish 1000 Guineas filly. So, in a race that won't take a great deal of winning, I'd expect Faraday's Law to justify her position in the market.
Race 5.
On to the 7:45 then, which it looks a very complex affair, even though there is only five runners going to post. You can certainly fancy all of these on some bits and pieces of form line. Hailstone comes here probably with the best recent form, having turned away a really decent field down in Limerick the other day. He certainly was back to his best on that occasion. Prior to that, he was slightly disappointing over the extended mile at Court, but over his ideal trip, seven furlongs, in the first time visor, he made most running, skipped along merrily from the front, and never ever looked like getting beat. He's got some good form here as well at Dundalk. He's managed to win here and finish placed on his three runs. And with a nice draw as well at the inside, and Dylan Hogan, who gets on really well in taking seven off, you'd certainly expect Paddy Prendergast charts to put it up to them. Of the others, well, I certainly like the performance of the day of Settle for Bay from the David Marnane stable. He was really quite impressive when he beat Gino Severini. He looks a real big unit as well, so I've got no doubt that he'll go on this surface. And Jonas, well, he certainly brings a decent level of form to the table as well, having finished placed in three maidens, which have all worked out really well on the speed figures. I think 6-1 is quite good value for him. But it has to be Hailstone. Hopefully he can skip along from the front as he did last time out, and he could prove very difficult to catch in the lane.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, which comes up at 8:15. This is a 7 furlong handicap, and quite a few of these have already had a bit of a pop at each other of late. The two of the main protagonists here are likely to be Aramax and USA, and they locked horns here on the 21st of April on that occasion. Aramax just came out victorious over USA, and there shouldn't be too much between them here tonight. I'd just probably favour USA because I didn't think he got the best run of things down the straight that day, plus the fact that he was quite a bit behind turning into the home straight. Now, he probably does want a mile to be at his absolute best, this 10-year-old, but he has got plenty of form over 7 furlongs, including at Leitan as well, where he's gone particularly well in the past. Although he didn't cut much ice in a very competitive handicap chase at Punchestown the other day, at least that run has kept the continuity going for this horse. He's drawn quite well tonight, and hopefully he can break a little bit better tonight and turn the tables around with his old rival.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is the 8:45, a competitive-looking two-mile handicap. The two that I quite like here are the two mares in this race, Repairmon and Collar Pia. My number one choice would be Repairmon from the Thomas Mullins stable. She's been a real revelation of late, ever since she's been stepped up in trip. She tried a mile and a half for the first time on the 31st of March, and that proved to be an instant success when she won a very competitive handicap in pretty decent style. They upped to 4 furlongs on her next start, and she was even more impressive when she powered clear in the home straight from an unpromising position turning for home. Dropping back in trip just slightly caught her out the last day, although she did run well in defeat behind Ruby Gates, and the form of that race has worked out really well with Mademoiselle Penny, who finished fourth, going on to win subsequently the day down in Clonmel. A main danger on paper could well turn out to be this Collar Pia, who looks particularly well handicapped on the pick of her best form. She's only rated 57 on the level, but she's 128 rated horse over hurdles and over fences, and she didn't run too badly the last time we saw her in a decent race at Punchestown. On our last visit here to Dundalk, she ran really well off a mark of 63 to finish third behind Taurine Legend. She shouldn't have any problems with the trip. She travels really strongly, and at rewarding odds around about 8-1, I think she's the each-way alternative to my number one choice, Repairmon. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for tomorrow's cards, when we're going to be taking a look at Tipperary tomorrow evening. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.